Because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got to pay today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Said I just got to pay today. Got me a pocket full of change.
Well, Washington, Illinois has seen a big tornado, and other tornadoes have been popping up in that area of the country, a natural phenomenon that is sad but true to be part of our environment, part of living on this planet. There have always been storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, but you can bet that the establishment will seize on this and say the answer to all of our problems is basically paying more carbon taxes to Lord Rothschild and Al Gore and people like Barack Obama, who has heavy investments in the Chicago Mercantile Carbon Exchange. And Obama doesn't care if Congress won't pass a law letting them basically put in carbon taxes by stealth. He'll just do it with presidential directives. He doesn't even do it by executive orders or even PDDs a lot of the time. Earlier this year, a few months ago, they had a footnote in a federal regulation with the president's guidelines. So he basically operates more and more as a dictator. And there's been a long, long march towards this. But now you see Obama saying, I'll just legalize the illegals by fiat. He's basically already done it. Or I'll fix Obamacare, my own legislation, without Congress. I can just speak law out of my mouth like I am the emperor. And we see him with so many other regulations now doing this. It's a big deal. And the big question is, will people recognize foundational tyranny when it's staring them in the face? Or will we accept it and fail the test and go into the long, hard night that is tyranny? That is an extremely important question for everyone. And I'm going to do it today. I have a lot of video clips and audio clips I want to play. I have a lot of new Obamacare nightmare information, very important NSA information. It's all coming up today. And there's a ton of news at InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, and in sundry sites. And we've got video, obviously, of what's a big national news story. Cop fires on minivan full of children that leaves the scene. And the establishment is defending firing into a vehicle that you know is full of children to maintain control of the situation. I agree. They should implant explosives at age 2 inside everyone's skull by remote control so that just in case there's a problem, they can detonate it and blow a big hole in your brain. Of course, I shouldn't talk like that. I'll actually give them ideas. You know, the necklaces they have to wear and the running man at the prisons, so they can blow your head off. Again, DHS is seriously considering trying to make all airline passengers wear a taser bracelet for our safety, of course. So there's no doubt that we're going into a great tyranny. There's no doubt that this is happening. And there's no doubt that we as a society need to have a serious discussion about it. And I'm going to open the phones up today for first-time callers to give me your take on these issues and more. We have Oprah Winfrey, while all of humanity is basically being domesticated, enslaved, dumbed down, says that racists have to die for racism to end. Well, racism is not going to ever go away with a system that lives off of divide and conquer. That's really all racism is divide and conquer tribalism, if you reduce it down to its most basic scientific geopolitical form. And Obama is a great guy. If you criticize him, you're racist, she goes on to say. That's just some of what is coming up today. Stay with us. It's a big transmission. We're live, by the way. It's the 17th.
Introducing
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition, the 17th day of November 2013. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Then I return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with a weekday transmission. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, we have InfoWars Nightly News. Find details, 7 o'clock Central every night at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Obviously, here is the big news. Two old foes unite against Tehran, the capital of Iran. Saudi Arabia, one of the most corrupt, vicious, evil countries on earth, undoubtedly, who was just made part of the UN Human Rights Council this week. That'd be like having North Korea over the council. Two old foes unite against Tehran, and they are reportedly drawing up attack plans against Iran, including possible nuclear attack. And I'm going to be reading over this article and the statements by the Israeli and other governments like the Saudis. And I pause there because it's just so amazing how much danger our society and our culture is in right now, and our very species, when you've got all these different out-of-control governments, from Iran to the Saudis to Israel to the Russians to the U.S. to the communist Chinese. These governments really all act the same. They're authoritarian. They are reducing their own people's liberty. They are using international and domestic crises to take freedoms. They're all a governing class that historically will take countries to war and millions will die. Now we've got nuclear weapons. Now governments have biological weapons, chemical weapons. And if something like this kicks off, most analysts have said on record, there is a very good chance that it's going to start a nuclear war. Now, my intel from multiple high-level military sources is that the Pentagon has believed for at least 6 years that Iran was able to get parts and fissile material and build atomic bombs. Not with the peaceful centrifuges they're putting together, not with the fact that they want nuclear power, because they can't even refine their own fuel. They're oil rich, but don't have the infrastructure to refine it. They really do want nuclear energy to power themselves. But the intel I've got is they got parts of it from the Russians and parts of it from the Pakistanis. And what's crazy about the Sunday Times of London article and the Haaretz article and the Jerusalem Post article, they're all reporting it right now. Stories are up on InfoWars.com. They're also linked and read on DrudgeReport.com. That's an easy place to find them over on the right-hand side. That Saudi Arabia has already bought hydrogen bombs, the more powerful weapons, from the Pakistanis with the blessings of the United States, NATO, and Israel. And that if Iran goes nuclear, that Saudi Arabia is going to have the weapons flown in. Now, folks, all this is the preparation for the world to know that Saudi Arabia already has nuclear weapons. And I've told you this before. Saudi Arabia is the group that may nuke Iran. And then that way it's Arabs killing Arabs. See, that's the new policy, or Muslims killing Muslims. Technically, a lot of the Iranians are Persian. It's originally a Persian country, but it's adopted a lot of Arabic culture. The point is, it's a crossroads there at the beginning of Central Asia. And you notice the globalist Zbigniew Brzezinski model of proxy states and proxy wars. You've got proxy states, you've got proxy wars, and you notice they're using Sunnis out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other areas, which is 80% of Islam, the majority group, to attack Shiite strongholds in Iran, in other areas like Syria. So geopolitically, that's what's going on right now. And it's not me saying this now. It's not Alex Jones saying this a year ago or 6 months ago or a week ago. It's now mainstream news. Oh, yeah, here's the crazy part. Here's the really crazy part. They're saying if the peace talks succeed in France right now between NATO and the United States and the French and others, that if those nuclear talks with the UN and Iran, Tehran, their capital, their governing class, if those peace talks succeed and folks like Saudi Arabia, Israel, and others don't like what's in the peace talks, they're basically menacing the whole peace talk and terrorizing the peace talk. And that's what it is. Terrorism is a threat of violence or violence for a political aim. And that's what this is. That's what the system is doing. And so it's a big deal. And again, I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Iran. I'm not anti-Alawite. I'm not anti-Sunni. I'm not anti-Shiite. But it doesn't matter. If you don't take a side, the groups that you don't take a side with will attack you. When I'm taking the side of humanity and peace and not wanting to have a nuclear war, even the hawk, General Dempsey, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chairman, a few months ago at midnight, went to the White House and literally told Obama, because the strike was coming on that Saturday morning, on Friday night he told him, the Pentagon is basically going to stand down and we've got top generals and people and admirals threatening to resign. And Obama didn't want them to all resign right then, so he stood down for a month or so. Then they started ordering all these top generals fired for the reasons they could dig up. instead of pointing out you're fired because you wouldn't back Al-Qaeda in an open U.S.-NATO bombardment backing Al-Qaeda in an attack on Syria. So this is really historical stuff that's going on right now. And my intel is, from multiple high-level sources, is and this isn't Pentagon propaganda for the public, this is internally, is the Pentagon doesn't want to hit Iran. And I was told this about 5.5 years ago first, and then about 2 years ago by a separate source, that's why the Pentagon, they're not afraid to go start aggressive wars and stuff. They love it. The issue is they've done the math, the war games, the computer scenarios, and very good chance it's going to bring Russia and China in and Pakistan and India and a big nuke free-for-all and really go south fast. That's in the cards. And they're like, why attack Iran? They've already got weapons. And that's what Israel and Saudi Arabia want to do, is take those systems out. You're not going to get those systems. You're going to give Iran an excuse to strike back and have the moral high ground.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health.
Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Sunday edition. If you just joined us, it's being reported by the Sunday Times of London and all the major Israeli newspapers. It should be even bigger news, but folks are more concerned about Oprah Winfrey saying that anyone that doesn't like Obama is racist and needs to die. I'm going to play that clip coming up in a moment. It's pretty amazing when you see it in the full context of just how whacked out this woman is. We're on the verge of what could become a giant regional war that will drive up oil prices conservatively 2 to 3 times, most analysts agree. Some analysts say 5 times. Shutting down the Straits of Hormuz, Suez Canal, all Hades will break loose across Central Asia and the Middle East. You won't have to have the government stage terror attacks. There will be real sleeper cells will come out of the woodwork. And they've geared up with Homeland Security, I guess, for this conflict to happen. And then they'll just use this new war as an excuse to take even more liberties. And they've got the Cyber Command in place, as Wired Magazine reports, designed to attack freedom on the Internet and attack the American people. We're being attacked by our own government that's been hijacked by foreign interest. They're busy running around stirring stuff up worldwide. It's order out of chaos. And then out of all these crises, the globalists believe they will bring their order. And it's very, very frustrating. And then while we see Obamacare and Obama coming out and saying, I will dictatorially fix Obamacare and get you back on your old insurance plan, even though top Democrats like Howard Dean have come out and said, you can't, it's the law, you don't have that authority, you're not a dictator. Don't you see how it works? Oh, no, you've got to give me dictatorial powers now, and then I'll get you that free health care. Then I'll get you back on your old plan. And then, of course, he'll make the dictatorial changes, and then you won't get back on your own plan, and you won't get free health care, because that was never the intention, but it won't matter. Then he'll say, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to go in and even take more of your rights. And it was written by the foreign insurance companies that are owned by big multinational offshore banks on record to absolutely eviscerate and suck this country dry. And it's so frustrating to sit there and warn people about the legislation when they were trying to pass it 4 years ago, implemented now this year, and just in the last 2 months, and to have folks go, well, you're just racist. Remember the talking point on CNN and MSNBC? We played the clips there many times. It's racist. People don't like Obamacare because he's black. Listen, if he had blue skin and was a constitutional patriot from another planet, I would be happy to have an alien for president if the alien wasn't a tyrant, okay? I mean, I'm serious. It is the people pushing all this race business who are the ones keeping it alive, stirring it up. And I know that's clear to most people. But when you get attacked all day for being racist, it starts making you racist. It starts making you not like the groups that use it as a weapon against you. Over and 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 over again. It'd be like if your wife was constantly accusing you, I've read about the phenomenon, of cheating on her, or your husband, vice versa, is accusing you, you'll go out and do it. It's like the girlfriend. If you say, I think you're cheating on me, I think you're going to leave me, I don't think you like me, well, they'll just go ahead and leave you. And it's just, but I'm sophisticated enough to understand what's going on. I think you're sophisticated enough to understand what's happening here, to understand the different pieces of the puzzle. But we've got serious issues worldwide. A designed global depression to bring us into a collectivist technocracy run by offshore corporations that are above the law and have diplomatic immunity, engineering the economy to totally take over. as a weaponized system, an economic weaponized system. Agenda 21, it's all on record. And we're sitting here while the ship's sinking, and the establishment is up there with a bullhorn wanting the ship to sink, saying anybody that tries to keep the ship afloat is a racist. You don't want to turn your guns in? You're a racist. The NRA is the Ku Klux Klan. We hear that talking point constantly. Over and over and over again. Do I need to play the clips here for you? That's an official talking point. And it doesn't matter if the NRA was founded to arm black people so they could fight the Ku Klux Klan in the South and the North. Facts don't matter. Doesn't matter if the places where they've taken the guns are mainly black cities so that only the criminals can reign as a tool of social control. Doesn't matter that the real social engineering, it's beyond racism, has been tested out on black communities to great effect and is now being used everywhere against everybody, and we're all in this together. It doesn't matter if we're on the edge of what could become World War III with Iran and Saudi Arabia. Both groups with nuclear weapons, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, I was told by two high-level sources, and then I was talking to a special warfare person who I'm related to, and I told them this the last time, and they got very upset, and they said, I don't know how you know this type of stuff, but do not talk to me about this type of stuff. You know, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen, and I know most of you know that, but for people that don't like me out there or who think I'm making this stuff up, I wish you were right. I wish you were correct about me. In fact, I figured something out. I've been more self-destructive lately, on air and off air, and I psychoanalyzed it just today and had the understanding. It's because I want to discredit myself. Because I don't want to be right. It's one thing that people attack me because they're government hacks or operatives and are putting out disinfo because they know I'm telling the truth. But when people criticize me for all the crazy things I do sometimes on air, hey, listen, I didn't cause all these problems. I'm just a regular guy who didn't want to be a slave. And believe me, I don't blame you. Those of you out there that attack me from a position of being scared and upset and not wanting it to be true, man, I get everything you're saying. At a sophisticated level, I want to not believe this because, you know, you say, I don't want to believe my lying eyes. I don't want to believe my lying intellect. Even though I know I'm right, reality is so dangerous and so crazy that I have been sabotaging myself in little ways. We all do it because it's almost like my brain sees it at a subconscious level as if, you know, my understanding of this, because at a primitive level, people believe whatever they think is reality. That's not the case. Reality is what you've scientifically observed and proven. And my scientific area of my brain, we're all the same. We all have that, knows it's real, knows it's happening. And then my other side, the more emotional, art-centered side, that is magical, thinking centers in it, and by magical thinking, I mean delusional, it is mad at the other side of my scientific cortex, and it's saying, no, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. So listen, I fully get it. I fully get why folks don't want to believe me, because if I'm right, which I am, we're living in the middle of a science fiction movie, and it only goes from bad to worse. We'll be right back. Big news. Stay with us.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. foods, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to get back into the latest on Obamacare, the terrible tornadoes up in the Chicago area, Indianapolis, facing significant tornado threat. Of course, Washington, Illinois hit. A lot of folks injured. Want to pray for those folks up there. But mainstream media's got that covered. Al Gore, of course, will say that that's proof that we need carbon taxes because of tornadoes. There's always been tornadoes. We're actually at a 60-year low of tornadoes, according to NOAA. The National Weather Service, according to USA Today, you can pull that up. We are at a 60-year low as of the last decade. And this year is the peak of the low, the lowest ever recorded since the National Weather Service was able to record this. And that's with even better Doppler radar, you name it. So I've already covered that. We have larger population, you name it. But Al Gore, undoubtedly, you watch. He's not on TV yet, but he will be by tomorrow. And Alec Baldwin and all the rest of them will say, see, It's man-made. We did this. It's our fault. And it is absolute, total, and complete fraud, but just tornadoes all over northern Indiana, all over Illinois, and into Ohio. So, again, pray for those folks there. That's why the old-timers built storm cellars. That's why The Wizard of Oz, written 100 years ago, and then made into a film 70 years ago or whatever it is. You know, they have a storm cellar, even the fiction movie. It wasn't Dorothy breathing. Wasn't her cow's flatulence that caused the tornado. She couldn't pay Al Gore money. She could have gotten a time machine with ruby red slippers, gone forward into the future, paid Al Gore money, and then there wouldn't have been a tornado. All right, I'm being sarcastic. But like getting back to what I was saying about people being delusional, I want to be delusional. I want to live in the fairy tale land where Santa Claus is real and Obamacare is a good deal and Obama cares about me. I want to live in the fantasy land. I maybe 10% bought into Obama. I was very critical of him. I said him or McCain will both be bad. World Net Daily even came out and wrote a book. Joseph Ferris saying none of the above. And you know, maybe this will help, even though we don't like Obama. We know he's a gun grabber. Maybe he could be like a black Ronald Reagan and bring America together. Wouldn't it be good to have racial unity? Man, day one he gets in, starts the racial division. And it's not just racial division. They are demonizing at just a huge level the free market and entrepreneurs and people that go out and hire folks and invest and put themselves out there with the liability and the government and the employees and make stuff up. I've finally got a good crew here. But, you know, anybody that's run operations, a lot of people, you know what it's like. I mean, this country and other countries, it's gotten amazing. The sense of entitlement by so-called labor. You know, Paul DeJoria of Paul Mitchell, his partner's last name's Mitchell, is an American icon making tens of billions of dollars over the years with entrepreneurial products and literally transforming cosmetics and shampoo and all the rest of it. And I think it was about a year ago, I read an article by him in Forbes magazine, or he was being interviewed in Forbes, but it was a piece of a speech and some other stuff, kind of a profile, if memory serves. And he said, look, I wanted to believe in Obama, but I'm in business and I'm just going to lay off a bunch of people and it's going to hurt everybody in the economy. And this Obamacare, we've read it. And it's going to get rid of a bunch of jobs, and everybody's going to go to part-time. And I want to be in America. I want to hire in America. But this thing is written. This is a guy that literally created himself from being homeless, folks, to having one of the most successful companies in the world. That's the type of rich guy I admire. He literally made it all himself with his tenacity. There it is. Business tips from once homeless billionaire John Paul DeJoria. And I haven't said a lot about this over the years, but I'm not going to say a ton about it. But I admired him, admiring the free market system. And of course, he's an Austinite as well. I'll just leave it at that. But last night, I was invited out to a private party that he was hosting with his son-in-law, Jesse James, and his race car driver daughter, Alexis. James, and it was just such Americana to hear him give his little speech that I videotaped. I'll probably air it sometime this week. And the new products that Jesse James is rolling out, and I've actually known Jesse James for a long time, never really talked about that on air. He's a listener and retweets my stuff. I wasn't even aware of that. I'm always so busy, but pointing it out. But the And, of course, he can be demonized for cheating on his wife or whatever. Nobody's perfect. The point is, though, they're entrepreneurs, and these are the type of people that innovate and that have made this country great. And that's what it's all about, is American pride and built in America. And you can say whatever you want about America, but our exceptionalism was a reality. We had the highest IQs, physically the smartest, the most patents, known as being trailblazers, known as being as tough as it gets in a fight. known as being smart, crafty, not stupid, not a pushover, known for beating empires that nobody had ever beaten in history, like the British Empire that was, you know, beating people like Napoleon. And then there's just this demonization of anybody having a company, anybody being successful. And I was sitting there, though, seeing victory in Jesse James's new Jesse James Firearms Company coming out that I'm told is already backordered 2 years. But the point is, and I know guns, folks, and there was a lot of Special Forces retired people, and the NRA nationally was there last night. There's only about 200 people at the party, but it was all like, you know, basically who's who of guns. And to see the 1911 45s they're coming out with, and to see the piston-driven M4s that I would liken to a 223 Reaper style in the 308, and just to see that's victory over tyrants. If we can make guns cool, make defending ourselves cool, make the ideals of 1776 cool again, then we can literally, quite literally, turn this thing around by winning in the culture wars. That's why they try to shut down anybody that tries to promote a liberty-based culture. And I promote it from the 10th Amendment to the 4th Amendment to the 1st Amendment to the 2nd Amendment. I promote liberty, period, across the board. People say, oh, that 2nd Amendment nut. Well, wait a minute. If they get rid of that, they get rid of everything else. And you notice they are getting rid of everything else right now. Obama is saying he'll control Obamacare now by executive orders outside of Congress. Even mainstream news is calling that dictatorial. He's saying he'll shut down all our coal power plants without congressional approval. That's called dictatorial, hence the word dictator. Dictatorial then translates to an individual as dictator. That's the very definition of it. He's saying he'll do everything and anything he wants. He's going to legalize the illegals. Already basically has by fiat. I've got articles on that in the stack. By just not even having orders, just saying to his bureaucrats, do it. And it'd be fine to have all these immigrants here if they weren't being given free welfare and in-state tuition in most states when they show up as a corporate indulgence, as a corporate subsidy to drive down wages so they can work for stuff that nobody can live on and then get on the welfare dolls to be Democratic, anti-gun, anti-free market voters. I mean, this is a takeover that's happening right now. So my whole point is that, you know, I personally, and I've already trademarked it and everything else, never got around to doing it. I didn't do it because of liability, and my main mission is not to make money. It is to get the word out, so I didn't do it. But we already have deals lined up to come out with 1776. Made in 1776 is the name of the brand. Firearms. Can you imagine firearms called Made in 1776? Like you know, that's what this is all. But this country was made in 1776, and it was made when they came to take the guns. This country was made in 1776, so it's just good to see other people doing that because I realize that guns, just the symbol of the slave being armed, transmutes you into not being a slave, and the system knows that.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno, and I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People that trailblaze and come from nothing and build wealth and build institutions and hire people and make society better. If you look at historically what happens in socialist and communist and command and control countries, there's one type of bread, there's one type of sausage, there's one type of shampoo, there's one type of razors. They can charge you whatever they want for it. There's always a tiny, super rich elite who are exempt from all the laws. Look at France right now. The Socialist Party has 100% tax on the middle class and the rich. But the insiders are all exempt. You go, well, how can it be 100%? It's meant to destroy their competition. The power to tax is the power to destroy. That maxim is from the Revolutionary War back in 1776. Look it up. And so we're being destroyed by this regulation, by the selective enforcement. And the establishment sits up there. And the establishment sits back and plays us all off against each other. Yeah, there's the Forbes headline. French tax soars over 100%. But the Socialist Party's exempt. And now the poor people are rioting all over France because of the gas tax. They just put a carbon tax in 2 weeks ago. And that's the same model. Obama hired the top French socialist economist to come over here and, quote, run our economy. He did that last year. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. And then you've got criticism of the rich that made their money and who actually try to build infrastructure. And then you've got the ultra-rich who are insiders on record who just print and control the money, control the stocks, control the bonds, make their money through fraud, drug dealing, money laundering, you name it. They want insider mafia deals to shut down their competition. And that's the essence of this. Now, there it is, France 24. Renowned French economist to join Obama's team. How do you pronounce her? Esther Duflo? Duflo. I mean, looks like a five-year-old boy. Anyways, another thing is these socialists usually can't even hardly talk. They just walk around about how smart they are all day. It makes me want to throw up. The amount of liberty, the amount of diversity and products and choices and culture that America has produced. How did 4% of the world's population end up with half the wealth? You'll say stealing it. No, we had that by the 50s. It was when we started stealing the wealth that we lost it individually. Did you get lower gas prices by stealing the Iraqi oil? No. They were actually mad at Saddam for overpumping oil to pay off his debts. That's why they basically invaded him in 1991. They told him, listen, you can go ahead and invade Kuwait, just don't overpump the oil anymore. And he said, really, because they've been stealing my oil, slant drilling. And they said, hey, we supported you with Iran. Do what you got to do. And he went, really? He's a CIA-trained, high-level CIA agent. That's all declassified. Look it up. From the time he was 20 years old, trained by the CIA in Egypt. He thought, so I'm being given the orders again. And then he didn't trust him. So he asked the U.S. ambassador, April Gillespie, on Iraqi television. He said, so I'm going to attack Kuwait if they don't stop stealing my oil, and then I could pay off the debt to America, $30 billion that I've left. He goes, will you be upset about that? She says, Your Excellency, as you know, we do not get involved in inter-Arab affairs. Your Excellency. I'm not a fan of Saddam Hussein. The point is the guy was set up and his country was set up. Women were going to college. They weren't wearing burqas. You could go see R-rated movies there and listen to rock and roll on the radio. Now, they're putting women in burqas, they're not going to college, and the jihadis have taken over Iraq, and our government helped put them in power. Just like they are in Egypt, just like they're trying to do in Syria, just like they've done in Libya. And I digress. It's just that I watch the people that run our country and run other countries just wrecking anybody that has anything they don't control. And then I know how economics work. I by myself have come from nowhere on the radio with no money, just with research and history, to reach 15 million people a week and have my own multi-pronged media operation and even mainline trade publications say are the model of building your own media system. And so I admire people who've built their own thing, and I know that's the answer. That's the true diversity in the economy. That's the true free market. That is what works. And they demonize the free market, blaming the free market for the crony insider monopoly market that we've allowed insider groups to create. This isn't free market that did all this. NAFTA and GATT isn't free trade. It's insider deals. And then I see Oprah Winfrey with all the problems we face, with Obama caught lying to us on every front. From won't hire lobbyists, shut down Guantanamo Bay, won't have executive orders, won't have signing statements, on and on and on. He didn't just lie. He broke the records by light years. I mean, it's just such betrayal. My mouth is hanging open, folks. I can't believe it. Obamacare, all of it, pure lies. And then she says in a BBC interview, I'm going to play like a three-minute clip of it here. I'm going to talk over it. She's talking to the most pencil-neck, politically correct operative I've ever seen. She talks to him like he's a dog and pats him on the head. And he goes, good job, to him, you little worm. And then she says, we need everybody to die. Who's basically, until we all die, it won't be an end to racism, blah, blah, blah. When the media is always injecting more of it as divide and conquer. And then meanwhile, the Redskins team bus has been egged on what a stadium in Philly. And again, maybe they should change the name of the Redskins. Maybe it isn't sensitive to somebody. The point is, next, though, they're saying don't be an Indian on Halloween because that's insensitive, or don't be a geisha girl or a cowboy. See, it's political tyranny, folks. While we're all being robbed by foreign banks, while we're all having our dollar devalued, while we're having our energy system cut off, while we're being impoverished in a plan to collectivize the nation on record, Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21, on record, it's all happening. And then meanwhile, you're racist if you don't do whatever Obama says. And then she goes on to say, people criticize him because they're racist. No. I would love, if it was a black Ron Paul, I'd shine his shoes. I could care less what color the melanin is in somebody's skin. Believe me. And I shouldn't have to sit there and explain that. It's so frustrating. I mean, Oprah Winfrey is such a race baiter, and she knows what she's doing. She goes to globalist eugenicist meetings with David Rockefeller. It's come out in the Times of London, where they talk about forcibly reducing Africa's population. I mean, she is just an elitist pig. She is the ultimate piece of scum. Let's play part of this Oprah Winfrey clip. Here it is.
The issue of the civil rights movement and the way that black people around the world...
Look at this fake intellectual.
Around the world.
Around the world.
Around the world. You know, look at, you know, places like Russia. It's, you know, it's...
Around the world.
So... Is this, I suppose, from a movie point of view, from what the movie and the messages within the movie hold, and the other movies we were discussing, and Scotch Broys, are these historical comments, or
that guy's not comfortable around her?
Good question. Well phrased.
Well phrased.
Good job.
Good job, you idiot.
It would be foolish to not recognize that we have evolved, and that we're not still facing the same kind of terrorism against black people en masse as was displayed with the Scottsboro Boys. It's gotten better. Are there still places where people are terrorized because of the color of their skin? Because of
okay. So there's kind of a more reasonable intro type deal. But then here's the two zingers. Here she is saying the people that are racist, and then she's going to define that. Remember, owning guns is now racist. Owning guns is now racist. So she's saying this is what needs to happen when they label you as a racist. Here it is.
There are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die. Just the level of disrespect when the senator yelled out, "You're a liar." Remember that?
He is a liar.
I think that there's a level of disrespect for the office that occurs. And that occurs in some cases and maybe even many cases because he's African American.
No, Obama was given more respect and allowed to do more because people are so politically correct and wanted to believe in him and wanted to seal the breach and have people get along with each other. And you use the majority of white people that voted for Barack Obama the first go-round and the second go-round, you use their goodwill to hoodwink this country and to play black off against white and sell racism in division at the same time claiming you're fighting it. This is divide and conquer, balkanization. Does Oprah ever talk about black tribes killing each other in Africa and the UN funding both sides? Does she ever talk about Muslims against each other with the globalists funding that? No. The only evil in the world is white people that don't turn their guns in and become communists so billionaires like her can suck off of us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.